Will the new president ruin your finances? Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. This kind of cracks me up. 4 of 5 Americans anticipate that they will have to endure personal financial decline if their preferred presidential candidate loses the election. So we're darned if one gets in, and we're darned if the other gets in. So
people just aren't very bright.
Anyway, that's according to new research from the Certified Financial Planning Board. Well, in spite of sentiments towards the economic policies of either potential president, nearly 60% of Americans in a study are optimistic about the election and its potential to benefit the U.S. economy. And more than half of Americans feel good about their personal financial well-being. What are voters looking for in a candidate? First of all, 92% agree that the cost of living and inflation are important considerations when choosing a candidate. 85% are concerned about their personal income growth. 82% want to know how tax policies will affect them. Other items of importance are, to these respondents are housing costs, interest rates, and the viability of the Social Security and Medicare programs. For many Americans, the election is prompting them to take another look at their personal finances. A significant number of voters are delaying major financial decisions until the results of the election are known. Being cautious may be a good thing. That is, if you can afford to be out of the markets, if that's what you've done. Many investors need to take some risk to reach their financial objectives. The history of the stock market shows us that elections rarely rattle the markets as much as investors may anticipate. So in all but 4 presidential election years since 1928, that's 100 years ago almost, the year ended with positive stock returns. Let me repeat that. In all but 4 of presidential elections years since 1928, the year ended with positive stock returns. All but 1 election year ended with a positive bond return. Past performance will not dictate what happens in the futures, but that may be a strong argument to not take on the opportunity costs of being out of the market. Overall, election year returns averaged 10.2% for stocks versus 10.1% in non-election years. So it's about the same. Of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 267-0600.
And the argument has been put forth before, and this time around as well. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? I think a lot of people are pretty pessimistic about that.
Well, I think the media has gotten a hold of this and turned it in a certain way. Inflation is horrible. I mean, it has been. It has come back around, and it's at a reasonable point at this time. But look at your 401k from 10 years ago. If you had just stayed invested, your 401k, from 4 years ago, probably would have doubled.
Yep.
So think about that. Depending upon the allocation and how you have been invested. But so in one respect, you may be in worse shape, because you're having to spend more of your income to just survive. But in another case, I'm standing here. The dog is wandering
dog
a little. Huck came to visit, and he walked around a chair wound up.
Now we're untangled.
Leash. There you go.
Okay, today is let's celebrate National Propane Day, shall we?
Oh,
gives us the
opportunity
to dedicate an entire day to a group of small business owners who provide propane to their customers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Ah,
there are over 3,500 propane suppliers across the United States. We're talking about those. Those big
hot dog tanks.
Propane accessories.
That's Hank. What was it? Hank Hill. That's right.
Hank Hill. Propane accessories. What are propane accessories? Is that a joke?
Well, that would be your lighters. That would
be your propane. Okay.
Your burners.
Well, if you ever had anybody who had that kind of setup, I have.
Well, we were out in Colorado. We were looking at potentially getting some, you know, eventually buying some real estate out there. And many of the homes there, even in the city, have propane tanks.
Really?
You know, because they don't have the gas wired to go to their house. So propane is a going entity in a lot of more rural areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
My mom and dad's house.
Yeah. There you go. There's a guy right there. All right. Well, tomorrow I don't know what's coming up tomorrow. We'll probably celebrate some sort of gas tomorrow or something.
you come up with some doozies, I tell you.
Yeah, whatever they give me, you know, our crack writers hand me, that's what I use.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Coming up 7 o'clock, top of the hour news this morning, Florida bracing for Hurricane Milton. And Wichita police are investigating a murder-suicide. That's on the way with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.